Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 761. Visible translated text is as follows. Got a piece of cloth, and I got a big wide piece of cloth, and come back there to the men's toilet where she was. And I tied her up, and I taken her, and brought her up there to a little dressing room, carrying her on my right shoulder. And she got too heavy for me, and she slipped off my shoulder and fell on the floor right there at the dressing room. And I hollered for Mr. Frank to come down there, and he was too busy at his work. And Mr. Frank down there to me, and we're standing at the top of the ladder, the feet, her head and feet were sticking out of the cloakroom. By then, we brought her onto the elevator, nor Frank carrying her by the feet and me by the shoulders, and we brought her to the elevator, and then Mr. Frank says, "Wait, let me get the key." And he went into the office and got the key and come back and unlocked the elevator door and started the elevator down. Mr. Frank turned it on himself. And we went down to the basement, and Mr. Frank helped me to take it off the elevator, and he picked it up and put it on my shoulder again. And Mr. Frank, he went around like he wanted to see the trap door to see if anybody was coming. I taken her back there and taken the cloth from around her, and I taken the trap and taken them up upstairs right where her body was lying, and brought them down and untied the cloth and brought them back and throwed them on the trash pile in front of the furnace. And Mr. Frank was standing at the trap door at the head of the ladder. He didn't tell me where to put the things. I laid her body down with her head towards the elevator, lying on her stomach, and the left side of her face was on the ground, and the right side of her face was up, and both arms were laying down with her body by the side of her head. We came on back in the first floor. I stopped where Mr. Frank was, and I says to him that it was mighty hard to go through all that way from where she was lying to where I got to where he was. And he said, "Get that was a tiresome job, because I had to tote it all the way from where she was lying to the dressing room, and in the basement from the elevator to where I left her." Then Mr. Frank hops off the elevator before it got even with the second floor, and he makes a stumble and he hits the floor and watches with both hands. And he went on around to the sink to wash his hands. And I went and cut off the motor, and I stood and waited for Mr. Frank to come from around there, washing his hands. And then we went on into the office, and Mr. Frank couldn't hardly keep still. He then was all the time moving about from one office to the other. Then he come back into the stenographer's office and come back. And he told me, "Here comes Emma Clark and Corinthia Hall. Come here," and he opened the wardrobe and told me to get in there. And I was so slow about going. He told me to hurry up, damn it. And Mr. Frank was whoever that was come in the office. They didn't stay so very long till Mr. Frank was gone about 7 or 8 minutes, and I was still in the wardrobe, and he never had come to let me out. And Mr. Frank come back neck, and I said, "Godness alive, you kept me in there a mighty long time." And Mr. Frank said, "Yes, I see I did. You are sweating." And then me and Mr. Frank sat down in a chair, Frank swearing and cigarettes. And he gave me the box and asked me to smoke a et. And he handed me a box of matches, and I handed him the cigarette back. And I handed him the cigarette box, and he told me that was all right. I could keep that. And old Jim some money in it, and he told me what was all right, I could keep that. And Mr. Frank then asked me to write a few lines on that paper, a white scratch pad he had there. And he told me what to put on there. And I asked him what he was going to do with it, and he told me to just go ahead and write. And then after I got through writing, Mr. Frank looked at it, and he told me that I had, am I right, looked as the body of the note, and it was all right. Then Mr. Frank looked, he told me that was all right out me, for me to keep my mouth shut. 4/1.